Yevamos Perek Beis Mishneches 2:8 and a bit of a reprieve from a difficult Mishnayos from before. Since in the previous Mishnah we had discussed certain marriages which are not supposed to happen, but if they do, we let them persist, we don't break them apart. So the Mishnah will now segue into that topic for a couple of Mishnayos. Here the Mishnah says, Mitzvah Begadol Yabem. It starts out by saying a basic din that applies to Yevamos, which is that the ideal person to perform Yibum is the oldest of the brothers. That's a mitzvah. That's based on the Pasuk, which is really a drasha, but the Pasuk says in the story of Yibum, it says, Ulakacha lo leisha v'yibma v'haya ha-bechor, it'll be the bechor, the firstborn, the oldest one. And even though the Pasuk in its Pashup shot is referring to the firstborn child, the Sher Talid, that's born to this widow, that'll be Yakum al Shem Achiv Hameis, for the deceased brother. But Chazal understand that this word here is coming to tell you that it's the oldest brother who is the one who ought to do the mitzvah of Yibum. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah, Im Kadam HaKatan, if a younger brother jumps the gun, he jumps the queue, gets in front, and he is the one who performs Yibum with this woman. Again, Yibum just basically boils down to intercourse, but he does it first. So then Zacha, the bottom line is, that becomes his wife. He is the one who steps into his brother's shoes, inheriting the property, and he then is it. So even though that was not supposed to happen, it did happen, and we don't break up that marriage after it's now been effected. Further says the Mishnah. Now this Mishnah is transitioning away from the lachas of Yibum altogether. We're not talking about something totally unrelated. It's another case where a marriage shouldn't happen, but if it does, we'll let it stand. This, like the others, really is all based on this principle that Drachei Darchei Noam, the ways of the Torah are pleasant, v'chol nitzvoseha shalom, they're peaceful ways. And that being the case, we don't want a woman to forever live in limbo and uncertainty, and therefore, when she's set up a marriage which is binding, she has stability. The case is where you have hanitan al hashifcha. If you have a person who gossip around town is, they're claiming that he had an affair with this slave girl. Now, a shifcha, this we're talking about, right? A shifcha is a non-Jewish slave girl, and the Torah prohibits relationships between Jews and intercourse between Jews and non-Jews, so this is really forbidden if it were true. And the same would be true with a proper nachris, a regular, full-blown, just Gentile girl who wasn't even a shifcha. Because remember, shifcha kananis is like a quasi-Jew. She's like halfway to being Jewish, such that if she would be emancipated, so she becomes a Jew automatically. She had to do a certain procedure beforehand with the mikvah and acceptance of mitzvahs when she became a shifcha. And therefore, when she is emancipated, she's set free, so then she automatically becomes a full-blown Jewess. That being the case, once the shivcha is nishtachra, she is nishtachreres, she is emancipated, or if the nachris, this Gentile woman, vinizgaira, if she becomes a convert, so then the Mishnah says, hareze lo yichnos, he, the one who was the nitan, who about whom there was gossip that he was having an affair with this girl, who wasn't Jewish, and that being the case, the affair would have been forbidden by the Torah, even if it's not true, and there was nothing happening. Now, says the Mishnah, he ought not to marry her. And the reason why is because there's a general principle that we want people to not have their tongues wagging and people not to be the gossip of the town. It's based really on a psukim in Mishlei. The Pasuk says in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Haser mimcha ikshos peh. Get away from yourself, rid yourself of any, mouth that are talking badly about you. Uluzus vasayim, and same goes with lips wagging, taking bad stuff. Harchek mimeka, distance them from you, meaning one ought to be sure to live a life and lifestyle that doesn't elicit gossip and negative thoughts in others, even if in actual fact one's doing nothing wrong. And therefore the Mishnah here says one ought not to marry this woman about whom there was a rumor that he was having an affair. But if he did, v'imkanas, if he marries the freed shifcha, or the converted nachris, so then, ein motzin miyado, we don't force the dissolution of the marriage, they can stay married after the fact, because now they're married. Also says the Mishnah, it's one more case here. Here it's Hanitan al Eishes Ish. Here there's a rumor around town that Mr. B is having an affair with Mrs. A. And that's bad news, of course. Eishes Ish is a severe crime. And if it would turn out that there be witnesses to testify that this affair is in fact happening, so Mr. A, whose wife is now having an affair, would have to divorce his wife, Mrs. A. That being the case, because the rule is that one is not allowed to stay married to his infidelity's wife. So here the mission says, "Hanitan al Eishes Ish." If a person has rumors about him that he is having an affair with this married woman, "Vahotzia mitachas yado," and these rumors are corroborated with witnesses to the point that we force the couple, Mr. A and Mrs. A, to get divorced. So now, afal pisha kanas yotzi. Even if Mr. B now marries Mrs. A, since they were having an affair before, or that being the case, their marriage is forbidden forever. And even if they do get married, so the bezin will separate them. They'll actually dissolve the marriage, because just as the wife is criminal for having an affair while married to her husband, so too is the adulterer, the paramour. He's also guilty of having this affair, and therefore they're disallowed to be married, and actually the bezin would break up that marriage.